Welcome back to Real Stories. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's been happening in real time all around us. We're talking about how remote work is completely changing where people want to live. And we're using Wilmington as our case study. Buddy Blake is here to break it all down for us. Buddy, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. So yeah, this is something I've been really paying attention to because it's such a tangible shift. What we're seeing in Wilmington is this massive migration from dense urban centers out to the suburbs. And it's not just people looking for a bigger backyard anymore. It's fundamentally about how people work now.
Right. Okay, so walk me through this. Because pre-remote work, the whole logic was you had to live close to your office, right? You had to commute, but now that's completely flipped.
Exactly. That commute was this huge constraint on where people could live. You were basically stuck in a radius around your workplace. But when you can work from home, suddenly geography becomes optional. People started asking themselves, why am I paying premium prices to live in a cramped city apartment when I could get a house with space for the same money or less 30 minutes further out? And in Wilmington specifically, we're seeing that question get answered a lot.
Oh, wow. So that's actually creating this wave of suburban growth. What does that look like on the ground? Like, are we talking new housing developments, businesses moving out there?
Yeah, it's the whole ecosystem shifting. You've got housing demand going through the roof in suburban Wilmington. Developers are building like crazy, but it's not just residential. You're seeing coffee shops, restaurants, co-working spaces popping up in these suburban areas because people still want community and amenities. They just want them closer to home. And employers are even starting to set up satellite offices in these suburbs because that's where their workforce is now.
That's fascinating because it's like the suburbs are becoming their own thing instead of just being a bedroom community where people sleep and then drive back to the city. They're becoming actual destinations.
Exactly right. That's the huge shift. The suburbs used to be this transactional place. You lived there, you commuted out. Now they're developing their own identity and their own economy. Wilmington suburbs are becoming these vibrant communities with their own job centers, their own social scenes. It's actually pretty cool to watch.
I'm curious, is this creating any challenges, like infrastructure-wise or housing-wise? Because if everyone's moving out there at once, that's got to put some pressure on these areas, right?
Oh, definitely. That's the flip side that doesn't always make the headlines. You've got suburban infrastructure that wasn't designed for this kind of growth happening so fast. Schools are getting crowded. Roads need upgrades. Housing prices are skyrocketing because demand is outpacing supply. Some of these towns are really struggling to keep up. It's this interesting tension between opportunity and growing pains.
Right. So it's not all sunshine and roses. There's real complexity here. But I guess the bigger question is, do you think this trend is sticking around, or is this just a temporary thing?
I think we're looking at a permanent shift, honestly. Some people will go back to offices, sure, but remote work has proven it works. Companies have realized they can hire talent from anywhere, and workers have realized they don't need to sacrifice their quality of life for a job. In Wilmington, I don't see that reversing. The suburbs are going to keep growing and evolving. The question is whether communities can manage that growth smartly.
Yeah, that's the real challenge, managing it so it's actually good for people, not just chaotic growth for growth's sake. Well, this has been really eye-opening, buddy. Thanks so much for breaking this down. It's one of those things that's happening all around us, and it's good to actually understand what's going on.
Thanks for having me. It's such a fascinating moment to be paying attention to how our cities and suburbs are reshaping themselves.